two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. Today's Wednesday, the 16th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 47 degrees.
So far, good speeds on the freeways, but a crash out on the west side of Salt Lake County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
A Salt Lake man is accused of trying to extort a 13-year-old girl he met online.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, police say the man met a 13-year-old girl on Instagram. She was doing a challenge to forward a message on to 20 followers. Charging documents say that Jordan Daniel Sorensen messaged her back, saying she was cute and asked how old she was. They started chatting several times a day. He's 22 years old. And then he asked her for nude photos. And when she refused, he threatened to post stuff about her and tell all her friends she was a liar. Turns out he is on probation on a kidnapping case. He now faces two new felonies for sextortion in this case. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A teaching volunteer is facing more than a dozen felonies after being accused of paying students for nude pictures. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. John?
Tim, the charges alleged that a Pleasant Grove High School percussion assistant, 23-year-old Luis Mendez Gamino, had more than 100 images of child porn on his phone. Earlier this summer, he reportedly asked a 17-year-old female student on Instagram for nude photos and was willing to pay up to $400. When she said no, he then reportedly asked her if she knew anyone else that would sell him nude photos. Mendez Gamino has pled not guilty as he currently faces 14 second-degree felonies of sexual exploitation and six other misdemeanors. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Unified police investigators are trying to figure out what or who killed a woman whose body was found inside a room at a Motel 6 in Midvale. Sergeant Melody Gray says officers were called after a housemaid discovered the body.
Our officers came out and they called out our violent crimes unit to come take a look at what they had, and what they saw they felt was a little bit suspicious because there's no obvious reason for her to be deceased.
She says that because it's unclear how the woman died, investigators are treating this like a homicide.
Let's get more on the weather now with Grant Wayman. We got a couple of nice days coming. Should be pretty sunny today, but tomorrow, starting to cloud up again.
We are warm again today, but we do have another colder storm coming our way. A series of a couple of storms. One slides in Thursday evening, and it'll cool us down for Friday. But it looks like most of Friday will be dry. Noticeably cooler, though. We'll go from the 70s today to only into the 50s for the high on Friday. Another storm is going to cool us off even more. We do expect scattered rain showers on Saturday.
Grant says Monday is looking cooler than normal as well, but by Tuesday, we're back up to near 60.
Foreign policy united Democratic candidates last night in Ohio. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Democrats denounced President Trump's foreign policy in last night's candidates' debate, particularly the situation with Turkey and Syria. Joe Biden saying,
"It has been the most shameful thing that that any president has done in modern history."
Bernie Sanders says it's wrong to abandon Syrian Kurds.
11,000 of them died fighting ISIS.
All 12 Democrats also agreed on the impeachment inquiry, although some believe it to be divisive for the country. Russia says their troops have stepped in to fill the void of withdrawn U.S. troops in northern Syria. President Putin's invited Turkish President Erdogan to Moscow just as Vice President Pence heads to Turkey. President Trump hoping sanctions will stop attacks against Syrian Kurds.
"We have a lot in store if they don't have an impact."
Erdogan reportedly is now refusing to meet Vice President Pence about a ceasefire. And presidential attorney Rudy Giuliani says he's not complying with subpoenas from House Democrats about the impeachment inquiry. ABC's John Santucci explains why they want to hear from Giuliani about the Ukraine controversy.
Rudy on phone calls, Rudy speaking to the president, Rudy reaching out to folks over in Ukraine, taking trips over to Ukraine.
Giuliani ignored yesterday's deadline to turn over subpoena documents. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Despite the resignation and arrest of a police officer who killed a woman in her home on Saturday, the anger seems to be rising in Fort Worth, Texas.
We cannot continue to tolerate this. I want to know.
Hundreds of people marched to Fort Worth City Hall to protest the shooting of a Tatiana Jefferson. Inside, the city council heard from citizens who see the killing of a black woman by a white police officer as evidence that
the system is rigged against us, and I am a walking target. Every day I pull out my driveway, and on my way to work, I fear that I will be killed.
An outside agency is being brought in to investigate a Tatiana Jefferson's killing and to take a broader look at the city's police training. Jim Ryan, ABC News in Dallas-Fort Worth.
The fire chief in New Orleans is worried that storms and curious onlookers will make a dangerous situation even worse. The partial collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel building killed two people on Saturday.
Our struggle is people need to have common sense. If you see a barricade, don't cross it. Don't walk around this building. Don't come sightseeing.
Meanwhile, the search continues for a missing worker in the rubble.